So right now, as I said, when I left my house this morning, it was a little under 7, 6.9 degrees. Here in Sharon, it's 10 degrees. And where Pat Pagano is in his office, it's probably about 72 degrees. Good morning, Pat.
You're close. It's 71. Close 71, Marshall. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling fine. The ice is, you know, with weather like this, the sun hit. It's funny, even though it's below freezing during the day, the sun's strong enough to hit it and make the ice a little slick. And then, of course, when the sun goes down, the ice gets a little slick again. But other than that, I'm getting through it all right, and I'm feeling better. And I'm feeling so good, Pat, that yesterday I went home. And I cooked meals for the week. I cooked some homemade macaroni and cheese. And then I put together a sweet and hot sausage mix that is green peppers, red peppers, onions, and mushrooms and tomatoes that you can either use on spaghetti or you can just use it as a vegetable dish if you want to add more vegetables in it and use it as a vegetable dish. And then I made some beef stew. I cooked for about 3.5 hours yesterday, so I must be feeling better.
Well, that's great. Opposite for me, because I got pretty sick yesterday morning.
Well, what happened?
I don't know what it is. It centered with the stomach, and, I'm feeling better today, but, not eating, obviously. I don't even want to think of food at this point. I don't think it is COVID, but I'm going to have to go get tested today to make sure, because I spoke with my sister and I guess it was my niece has COVID, and her main symptom was stomach, and I had no idea that that was a symptom, no idea at all. So when she said that, I sparked it. But, it was funny. Let's talk about the weather first, then we'll talk about this. Sun and patchy clouds today. The highs, mid-teens. Clear tonight, 5 to 10 above, but it won't be windy. Sunny on Wednesday. We moderate to the mid-30s, 20 degrees warmer. Partly cloudy, maybe a snow shower Thursday with a front in the upper 30s. Then behind the front, sun and clouds and windy, mid-20s again on Friday, and teens only with sunshine on Saturday. Now, I have to tell you that we will be missing a storm on Friday. It's going to go offshore. It's going to be real windy. So it's storm number one we missed, and storm number two is going to go across the Southland over the weekend. Most of the modeling that I've seen keeps it to our south. But the American GFS model wants to bring it up. And, of course, Monday's Martin Luther King Day. And he's that day is definitely always noted for storms. And it wants to bring a storm up here for Monday. So it's the only model doing it. And we'll have to just wait and watch and see if it joins the others or the others join it. And we'll tell you about that.
All right.
So, but at least, Nothing major seen through Saturday at this point.
No, and all the ski areas are going to really load up on snow. And if for some reason on Monday they get additional snow, that will attract people that like. It's so funny, skiers. There's the hardcore skiers that if they don't see snow, and they know that their ski area makes snow, they'll go. But then there's the other skiers that have to see snow around them to want to go skiing.
Right.
And so maybe they'll get that on Monday. Who knows?
Who knows? I'm on the fence with it. I think it can go either way. So I don't have a strong inclination right now to say, the GFS is going to be right or it's going to be wrong. So I'm on the fence with it 50-50.
All right.
So anyhow, it's about 10 o'clock yesterday morning. And out of the blue, I start getting cramps. And I'm saying, that's interesting, because up until that point, it was a normal day for me. And from that point, I got pretty sick. It lasted, I guess, the bouts running back and forth to the bathroom lasted about 45 minutes. I had the chills. I took my temperature. There was no temperature. So I slept a lot, did not eat, felt a little bit better last night, and I feel a little bit better today. But again, what did I have? Everybody keeps saying to me, what did you have yesterday morning that may have prompted that? Could it be food poisoning? Well, I only had a slice of toast with rye bread with butter, and I had a very small blueberry muffin. And then the only other additional thing that I did yesterday morning that I have not done is I started again on the Crestor pill for the cholesterol.
That might be, you know, when you start taking medication again, if you don't take it on a full stomach or something like that, you can, you know, things like that can happen.
Yeah, well, it was probably the worst bout that I've had in over 20 years.
Wow.
In over 20 years. So I don't know, but I'll get checked out today, you know, as far as the test. I'll eliminate that first, and then if this doesn't get better, I guess I'm gonna have to go to my doctor. I mean, I don't know. Could this be the flu? I didn't get a flu shot.
Oh, you can get tested for the flu, by the way.
Oh, you could?
You're not. Yeah, when I was in the hospital,
yeah,
they did the, you know, the gold standard for COVID, and they did the gold standard for the flu, and I was ruled out on both. So you can get tested for the flu.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it is an accurate test. It is an right. accurate test. So ask your doctor about that as well.
Okay.
I didn't realize that, but that's what they did at the hospital with me. It was so great. I was put in under COVID protocols from the ambulance squad, right into, but then after their test came back. Normally it takes a day and a half, but they got the results back within 5.5-6 hours.
Right.
For me, so they could discharge me to go home, but you can get tested for the COVID in the office and also for the flu. So
okay, that's good to know. I didn't know that.
So now I started watching. I don't know why I didn't see it, Disney Plus. Beaufort, the story of Beaufort is on, and it goes back to Star Wars, Jabba the Hutt tried to kill him, and I wasn't sure I wanted to watch this. I wasn't sure I wanted to watch it, but I'm glad I did, because it looks like it's going to be pretty good. It looks like it's going to be pretty good. It's a series that they're bringing on, and then they're going to bring back Meridian again. He'll be back again. So that was pretty. It was good. And so I watched that yesterday. And what else did I watch yesterday? I started watching Braveheart, and then I had to stop.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, I know.
But it's a long movie.
It's a long movie, but the end of it is just horrible. You know, the way they kill Mel Gibson. That's I just didn't want to be. So I watched.
Whatever happened to him, by the way?
Well, when you say things he says in public.
Yeah, I guess that's it. You're X'd out.
You get X'd out, but I'm sure he's made. You know, one thing that I did watch, though, you have to watch it. It's a special on Amazon Prime. It's the it's about an hour long, and it's with William Shatner when he was asked to go up into space, mm-hmm. His preparations for going up into space and afterwards. And, you know, I never had a real high opinion of William Shatner from all the actors that worked around him. But when you hear everybody that's gone into space on this Blue Horizon, they all talk about, oh, we're floating, we're doing this, we're here. He was so affected by seeing the Earth and how fragile the air is and how fragile the Earth is. That's all he talked about. And I was very impressed with that. Very, very impressed with that. So if you get a chance on Amazon Prime, watch that. I think you'll enjoy it. It'll give you a different view of William Shatner and even Bezos. It'll give you a different view of him.
Boy, I have a lot to watch.
Yeah. Well, if you keep feeling sick, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
And also watch the weather. I mean, you can't let us down.
No. I mean, that goes without saying, you know. And, you know, getting up at 2:45 in the morning after yesterday was a chore, but I'm here.
You know, it's funny. When I was out for 3 days, the messages that I got, 99% of them were just great messages, but there were people out there saying, you have to come back to work. Yeah, I have to come back to work, but when the doctors say I can come back to work, I can come back to work.
Yeah, I have really, one-track mind, huh?
We need this information. We need this. So, well, you know, I'll be there on Monday, because that's when the doctors say I can go back to work. But anyway, well, I hope you feel better today, and I hope your doctor gives you some answers today. I'm going to bet on that you restarted your medicine, and for some reason, that affected your digestive system. That's what I'm going to bet on.
Okay, well, you could be right. Don't think I'm taking it again today, because I'm not.
I was going to say, hold off.
Absolutely not.
Not that I'm a doctor or anything, but hold off and see what your doctor says.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Pat, I want you to feel better, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much, Marshall. You take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.